Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh. It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
It's about sharing and caring, it's about giving a little love. It'll be a mercy and a blessing to see a child with a smile, to have a little something from nothing. I have a passion to give. It's about helping and loving, it's about feeling and their pain, it's about a prayer and a calling to keep what you have and giving it away, to have a little something from nothing. I have a passion to care. Yeah, yeah. There's a rising star reflecting in her eyes. There's a glimmer of hope flickering in her mind. You'll never walk alone with golden empty hands.
My little ones, for the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to be visiting the different schools. Hood Hood, are you excited to see the school we're going to visit today?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet the little butterflies today. Zineera, can you tell me which school we're going to?
No, Hood Hood, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. But I promise you it will be worth the wait. Butterflies, are we visiting your school today? Come on, get ready. Count with me. 3, 2, 1.
I'm here! Your name?
Wa alaikum assalam, Muhammad Fadal.
Muhammad Fadal, what story are you gonna read for me?
Down with mumps.
What?
Down with mumps.
Down with mum? Where are you going down with mum? Are you going downstairs? Your mum or my mum?
Down with mumps.
Oh, down with mumps. What's mumps?
I don't know.
If you don't know, how are you gonna read us a story?
I think it's something you get on your body, like chicken pox.
You sick?
No.
Do you have mumps?
No.
Are you sure? Because I don't want mumps.
100%.
Okay, read a story for me.
Akib and his mates have been planning to distribute some pamphlets for regarding Islam for weeks. They have gotten the beautifully made pamphlets from the Islamic Center and organized the locations of where to circulate them. On the planned day, which happened to be a public holiday, Akib's friend knocked on his front door. Assalamu alaikum, they said excitedly when his door flung open. Strangely, it was Auntie Taiba who was behind it. Wa alaikum assalam, boys. I would like to invite you inside, but Akib and his sisters are down with mumps. You'll have to go without Akib today. Akib's mate sadly waved Auntie Taiba goodbye and left to do their long-awaited project. In the meanwhile, Akib lay sick in his bed, feeling very miserable. Mum, will I still get reward from Allah? I have waited for this day for so long. My friends and I have worked so hard. Of course, honey, inshallah. If you have the right intention and the spirit of jihad in your heart, but you are physically unable to take part due to valid reasons, you will get your reward without your even actual participation in it. Jabbar bin Abdullah al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, "We accompanied the Prophet, peace be upon him, in an expedition when he said, 'There are some men in Medina who are with you wherever you march and whichever valley you cross. They have not joined you in persons because of their illness.' In another version he said, 'They share the reward with you.'"
Wow, what a beautiful story, Muhammad. And it's true, when you make intention to do something, even if something happens and you can't do it, and that was a good deed, then you get reward for it. Little Hudhud, should I tell you what mumps is?
Yes, tell me.
Well, mumps is a disease. It's like a virus. It goes and it makes your glands all big and sore. But little Muhammad doesn't have mumps. He was just telling us the story of the little boy who does have it.
But Sinira, how long does it stay in your body?
It stays for 3 to 7 days. And usually after some time, the fever and the pain goes away. But when you have mumps, you can't go in contact with other children. After a week though, you'll be back to normal, inshallah.
If I get it, do I have to go to the doctor? I know Muhammad's daddy. He is a doctor in Bruma and he's a medical doctor. Can I go to him? Because I know his mommy also. She's an orthodontist. When my teeth were crooked, then I went by her.
Yes, you do. You go to the doctor and you get some medicine, and with the help of Allah, you'll be all better soon. Muhammad, did you enjoy reading that story?
Yes.
You did, mashallah. And are you going to go and check up that no one around you has mumps?
Yes, I will when I get back to class.
And will you do good deeds and remember to make intention so that if you don't get to do it, you still get a reward from Allah for it?
Yes.
Inshallah. Butterflies, I hope you do the same too.
There is only one God. Muhammad is his messenger. Rasulullah, Rasulullah. If you want to be a good Muslim, live the 5 pillars of Islam. Read your Shahada daily when you read your Salah. Read Salah 5 times a day and stay on the straight path. Give your zakat to charity for the pleasure of Allah. Ooh, there are 5 pillars in Islam we should follow every day. There's a road Allah has made for us that'll lead to paradise. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is only one God. Muhammad is his messenger, Rasulullah. If you want to be a good Muslim, live the 5 pillars of Islam. Fast in the month of Ramadan for your thawab. Go for your pilgrimage at least once in your life. Be as good as you can be.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.